Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, I know I wondered yesterday, did you get a chance to watch any of that Kobe event out in Los Angeles?
Yeah, and I actually just talked about it on Fox and Friends. Every time I saw a clip, especially of Vanessa Bryant talking, it just brought tears to my eyes. The strength that she showed, you know, just having lost her husband and gorgeous daughter not but a month ago, and then she basically had to say goodbye to them in front of 20,000 people. She's not a public speaker or very much of a public person at all. So for her to show that strength and pay tribute to Kobe and Gianna in such an incredible way. And one of the things that she said that I thought was so beautiful is that she thinks that because of how close they were in life, God knew that he had to take them together. Wow. So, I mean, just thinking about her saying that and how she feels and how she must be feeling right now is just heartbreaking.
Yeah, I don't know what else you compare something like that to. I thought that Michael Jordan's speech was just beautiful. It was classic. Yeah. The guy has tears running down his face while he's talking about Kobe, and then he stops and goes, I told my wife I wasn't going to cry because this face is going to be in every meme for the next 3 years.
Yeah, exactly, because that crying meme of Michael Jordan is so popular. But it was, you know, it was more of a celebration of their lives than a funeral. So there were some funny moments, but I just thought it was so well done. Oh, and it was on 2/24/20, which was notable because 2 was Gianna's number, 24, of course, Kobe Bryant's, and 20 was the symbolizes how many seasons he played with the Lakers.
Wow. Yeah, it was a well done event yesterday.